Bible reading number 43. Genesis 45 verses 1 through 28. Joseph revealed his true identity to his brothers. Much later, Joseph could no longer control his emotions in front of all his servants. He cried out, "Make everyone leave my presence." So no one was there when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. Joseph wept very loudly. The Egyptians heard it. Even Pharaoh's household heard it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father really still alive?" His brothers could not answer him because they were terrified in his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near me now." So they approached. Joseph said, "I am Joseph, your brother. I am the one whom you sold to be a slave into Egypt. Now don't be upset or angry with yourselves for selling me here, because God sent me ahead of you to save lives. For the last 2 years, the land has been in the middle of a famine. There will be no plowing or harvesting for the next 5 years. However, God has sent me ahead of you to make sure that your family continues to exist on the earth and to save your lives in an extraordinary way. So then it was not you who sent me here. The one true God did it. God has made me prime minister to Pharaoh and a master over all of his household. And God made me a ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry, go back north to my father and tell him this. This is a message from Joseph, your son. God has made me a master over all of Egypt. Come down to me. Don't delay. You can live in the Goshen area. You, your children, your grandchildren, your flock, your cattle, and everything you have will be near me. I will take care of you there. There are still 5 more years of the famine to go. Otherwise, you may starve to death, you, your household, and all the servants and the animals you have. You and my brother Benjamin can see with your own eyes that I did say this. You must tell my father about all of my wealth in Egypt and everything that you have seen. You must hurry and bring my father down to Egypt." Then Joseph grabbed the neck of his brother Benjamin and began to weep. Benjamin wept on Joseph's neck too. Then Joseph kissed all of his brothers and wept upon them. After that, his brothers talked with him. When the news reached the palace of Pharaoh that Joseph's brothers had come, it pleased Pharaoh and his important officers. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Tell your brothers, do this, load your animals and go back to the land of Canaan. Get your father and your families and come back to me. I will give you the choicest part of the land of Egypt. Enjoy the best of the land. You are also commanded to say this, do this. Take some wagons from Egypt for your wives and little children and get your father. Then come back here. Don't worry about your belongings because the choicest part of the entire country of Egypt will be yours." So the sons of Israel did this. Joseph gave them wagons as Pharaoh authorized. He also gave them supplies for the trip. Joseph gave each of his brothers a new suit. But he gave Benjamin 5 new suits and 300 pieces of silver. This is what Joseph sent to his father: 10 male donkeys, which were loaded with the best things of Egypt, 10 female donkeys, which were loaded with grain, bread, and other supplies for his father's trip. Then Joseph sent his brothers away. He told them, "Don't argue with one another on the way." Then they left. The brothers left Egypt and came to the land of Canaan, to their father Jacob. They told him, "Joseph is still alive. In fact, he is now the ruler of the entire country of Egypt." Jacob was stunned. He did not believe them. But they told him every word that Joseph had said to him. And when Jacob saw the wagons which Jacob had sent to carry him, Jacob, their father, felt like living again. And Jacob said, "That's enough. My son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die."